Imagine investing in a shiny new legal tech platform only to find the real bill arrives months later. Welcome to the Hidden Costs of Legal Tech, where today I'm lifting the lid on the UK's legal case management systems. I'm Ashley of fraxbiz.com, and if you've ever wondered why your law firm's software budget never quite adds up, this episode is your roadmap. We'll cut through SaaS jargon, demystify total cost of ownership, think of it as the iceberg below the pricing tip, and unpack how platform migration can become a regulatory minefield. I'll break down the market's three power players, the sneaky mechanics behind module stacking, and the migration traps that trip up even the savviest firms. Is your next upgrade a leap forward or a liability in disguise? Let's dive in. First, let's sketch the battlefield. I liken case management system suppliers to drug companies. Both need to recoup their product development costs through specific outlets and users. The prospects are held to a form of ransom. They need the product, but the cost is, at best, extortionate, or at worst, prohibitive. The UK's legal tech arena is split into three operational tiers: global SaaS disruptors like Clio, specialist UK vendors such as Leap and Osprey Approach, and enterprise conglomerates including One Advanced and Access Legal. Each tier has its own DNA. Global disruptors offer broad integrations, picture a legal Swiss Army knife, whereas UK specialists are more like precision tools tailored for local compliance. Enterprise giants, they're the mainframes of the legal world, sprawling but sometimes lumbering. The technical terms here, API ecosystem and end-to-end process logic, mean the difference between adaptable agility and lockdown legacy. Ask yourself, does your firm need flexibility, depth, or brute force automation? The choice shapes your hidden costs. Let's talk numbers and the fine print. SaaS vendors often parade enticing base rates, like £49 per user per month. But what's lurking beneath? Module stacking is the first pitfall. Essential tools like e-signatures or trust accounting are often sold a la carte. Suddenly, that sleek entry plan mushrooms towards £145 monthly per user. Then there's tiering, upgrade for advanced features, and the price jumps again. It's like buying a car with no wheels or engine. Heard of effective TCO? That's total cost of ownership. I think all the little extras that quietly add up, from support to integrations. So next time you read a headline rate, ask, what's not included, and what will your actual invoice look like after the dust settles? Moving up market, enterprise conglomerates like One Advanced and Access Legal promise ironclad compliance and deep automation. Their systems bake in double entry accounting and making tax digital, MTD, at the core a regulatory safety net. Here's the conflict. Customizing workflows or building bespoke reports generally means hiring their engineers. That's paid professional services, a polite way of saying the meter's running. Plus, initial migration can cost upwards of £10,000. If you're thinking, we'll just tweak the templates, think again. Legacy structures and paid add-ons mean the true cost is often buried in ongoing consultancy fees. Sure, you gain process power, but it comes at the price of agility and budget predictability. Let's not forget, legal tech must satisfy the watchdogs. The Solicitors Regulation Authority's Rule 8.3 mandates strict three-way reconciliations, bank, cash book, client ledgers, every 35 days. Miss a step and your firm faces audit risks. Many cloud-native tools weren't designed for UK legal accounting. Their general ledger modules are like round pegs in square holes. Without a native trust accounting bridge, you're one compliance slip away from regulatory headaches. Meanwhile, UK GDPR and data sovereignty rules demand that client data stays on approved servers. Think of audit trail and data residency as your firm's digital lifeboats. Fail here, and even the slickest software becomes a liability. So, what do real users say after the honeymoon phase? Reviews on Capterra and G2 highlight a gap between vendor promises and daily pain points. Clio's users rave about its interface but struggle with incomplete trust accounting and mounting plugin expenses. Leap's customers love the legal forms library but grumble about multi-year lock-ins and paid extras. One Advanced wins with SRA accounting, yet its dated interface and reliance on paid consultants frustrate fee earners. Access Legal's ProClaim shines in automation but languishes with legacy tech debt and low support scores. Osprey approach pleases UK SMEs on compliance, but stumbles with performance glitches and steep onboarding. Remember, a high average rating often masks hard trade-offs lurking beneath. Here lies the market's fundamental tension. Do you want something lightweight and easy, or heavy, compliant, and automated? Cloud-first platforms like Clio nail user experience and quick setup, but lack core SRA double-entry accounting, forcing you to bolt on extra tools. Integrated specialists such as Leap or Osprey provide deep legal content and workflows, but lock you into higher costs and rigid agreements. Then, enterprise stacks like OneAdvanced and Access Legal, they deliver audit-proof ledgers and powerful automation, but saddle you with legacy UIs and pricey consultancy dependence. If you're thinking, can we have it all? The answer for now is no. Each model carries a hidden cost, either in time, money, or flexibility. Switching platforms isn't just a technical upgrade, it's a full-scale extraction project. Legacy systems like Proclaim and ALB run on proprietary schemas. Think of them as dialects no translator fully understands. Data egress fees, incomplete exports, and the challenge of mapping 6 years of ledgers into a new structure are all part of the journey. Most firms compromise, import clean opening balances into the new system while keeping a read-only server for SRA audits. And don't forget, dual licensing overlap paying both old and new vendors can double your costs during migration. The bottom line? Workflow re-architecting and data transformation can easily run into tens of thousands of pounds. Migration is where hidden costs become real-world disruption. How do you calculate true value over time? Let's look at a typical 10-user law firm. Year 1, Clio comes in at around £11,780, Leap at £15,300, and OneAdvanced Legal up to £16,800. But over 3 years, once you add compliance add-ons, migration fees, and ongoing support, Clio's TCO is about £34,340, Leap's hits £42,900, and OneAdvanced pushes £50,000. These numbers are more than accounting entries. They reflect real decisions about firm growth, risk, and profitability. Think of dual licensing and workflow rebuild as hidden tolls on your upgrade journey. So if you're planning a switch, look far beyond the sticker price. The real costs are cumulative, compounding with every contract clause and tech dependency. Let's recap the three key lessons. First, headline prices rarely reveal the whole story. Always audit the full total cost of ownership, from setup to migration and ongoing support. Second, regulatory compliance, especially under SRA Rule 8.3 and UK GDPR, is non-negotiable. Your platform must be a shield, not a risk. Third, every tier, from SaaS to enterprise, comes with trade-offs in usability, compliance, and long-term cost. Here's your action step. Before signing a contract, demand a full TCO breakdown, test compliance workflows live, and lock in your data export rights in writing. You'll find a full article on this topic, as well as an interactive cost estimate calculator on my blog page where you access this podcast. If you think this episode saved you one hidden fee, share it with your practice manager, partners, or firm leaders. You can subscribe to my monthly newsletter at the top of any of my website pages. I'll catch you on my next blog or podcast. In the meantime, have a great day.